Alisa Ali live at Bonnaroo 2015, and we are backstage with Hozier. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for stepping into the studios. It's
a pleasure.
It is a pleasure.
It's
I
nice
know
and
that.
Cool in here.
Exactly. It's like the one place that's air conditioned.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Crazy hot out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is just like Ireland.
No, no, we did. It's getting used to this kind of glowing object in the sky while we're here. So this is a heat that I wouldn't be used to.
Yeah. And is this your first time at Bonnaroo?
It is actually, yeah, it's my first time here. Yeah, so uh-huh. I'm excited.
You had to think about that for a second.
a little bit. Well, I don't know. I think I'm still waking up. But no, definitely it's my first time at Bonnaroo. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how long have you been here so far?
I only arrived a few hours ago. I was hoping to get on site yesterday to catch some great acts. I was hoping to catch the Shakes and stuff, but I wasn't able to make it on site. So just today, only a few hours ago, I arrived.
Okay, yeah. All right. So you haven't really had a time to acclimate yourself, because it is kind of confusing with the what, which, this, that,
yeah.
And the other.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And there's so much going on here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there's a cinema and comedy element?
I did not know that.
Ah,
I did not know that.
Interesting.
I think I had heard there was a comedy element, but I didn't know there was mm-hmm. a cinema.
What do you have festivals in Ireland that are comparable to this?
Yeah, we do. We would have a lot of mixed arts festivals. I think one in particular would be Electric Picnic, and that would have, like, you know, poetry reading and comedy and stuff like that, and you know that, you know, a lot of kind of something for everyone, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
But
and that's something that you used to go to?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, you're no stranger to music festivals. I think I saw you at Newport.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. Newport was my first American festival
mm-hmm.
experience. So yeah, that was last year. It was one of my favorite as well to date. Even yeah, just as an introduction to playing in America. I think that felt good. You know, that mm-hmm. was a nice one.
So you're used to it now, though. You're like an old hat now.
I don't know about that, but yeah, okay, getting there.
You feel comfortable on stage, and
yeah. At least I can try to look comfortable.
Well, you pull it off, buddy.
Okay.
You seem cool as a cucumber.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Are there any bands that you really admire and are hoping to maybe meet?
Yeah, I would have loved to have. As I said, I would have loved to have caught the Shakes again. I saw them for the first time in Australia when we were playing a blues fest over there.
You're so international.
Yeah. they're amazing. Their new record is incredible. Then today, it'd be nice to catch Mumford's set. I think D'Angelo was playing a set at 2 a.m. today, which, if I can ask my tour manager to stick around, we have to head to Cincinnati, but I would kill to see that set.
Your schedule is so busy that a tour manager is so essential, because otherwise you'd just be running off like, oh, what's that pretty color?
Yeah.
Right?
And that's the kind of person I am too. I have the attention span of a 4-year-old Pop-Tart. So now I wouldn't have my tour manager's job. I have to say he's a difficult one. Yeah.
It is a challenging job, but I'm sure you're a pleasure to deal with.
Ah, yeah.
He's shaking his head. No. No, I'm just kidding. He's shaking his head. Yes. It's so great to see you. And, you know, you've had such great success with the music that you've put out. You wrote it a while ago, though, right?
I what?
You wrote the songs a while ago.
Yeah. I suppose before kind of working and deciding to work on the material on the album, I think I threw away a lot of material that was lingering. So I think most of the songs are maybe two and a half years old or so maybe up to about a year before I actually sat down with on the album.
Right.
I tried to get rid of as much as old stuff. So
when you say you threw them away, does that mm-hmm. mean you hit delete and they're in the trash and they're like you can't get them back?
They're in a scrapyard, I would say. So
okay.
It's sometimes ideas are junked and pieces are scrapped, but and come back. But
do you ever go digging in that scrapyard?
Sometimes I think. Sometimes. You'd never say never, but I think, I don't know. I think with the album, I had made a conscious decision to kind of just write stuff that reflected my influences a bit more honestly, and I kind of, you'd be amazed how quickly you move on from stuff you write. A year later, you're a very different person. You don't
exactly.
relate to it, you know. So
exactly. So yeah. Do you keep a journal?
I try to. I have aspirations to keep a journal.
Is there a nice little unicorn on it and a little lock to get
into
it? Because that's what my journal looks like.
Is it like a unicorn on it?
Yeah.
No, I try. I find that I haven't been able to keep in touch. I think I looked back at my last journal and like the last entry was like sometime last year.
Yeah.
And then
so that's what's so hard, I think, about, you know, trying to remember the past and like think about what's going on, unless mm-hmm. you're just going to start afresh and, you know, mm-hmm. make new memories, right?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Or it kind of memories are gilded over time.
Do you have a good memory?
I do. But I think memory is an interesting thing because memory is something that is made currently. So memory isn't something that it's not like keeping a picture of something. It's something that you invent in the moment that you have that memory, mm-hmm. and so memory changes over time.
Mm-hmm. I feel it's very experience based too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's paired with something that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Anything that happened to you recently that could potentially inspire?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I would have to think. I'm sure there are. Yeah. I'm certainly on tour. I've been on tour since May of last year, and I think you know you get a lot of different experiences, a lot of new experiences. So mm-hmm. yeah, I'm sure they'll find their way in some way, shape, or form into them.
Well, I think you're gonna make some new beautiful memories and experiences today as you play Bonnaroo.
Let's hope so.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
No pressure, but be great.
Thanks. <yeah.
laughs> Hozier, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, man. Thank you.